Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we're diving into AI today. And get this, it's all the news from just the last 24 hours.
Yeah, last 24 hours in AI is like a year in any other field.
Right. It's unbelievable. We're talking like massive funding news, surprising tech that just dropped, even some uh-oh moments, ethically speaking.
It really is like the Wild West out there, you know, but with algorithms instead of horses.
I love that analogy. So speaking of striking gold, let's talk OpenAI, the masterminds over there at ChatGPT.
Right.
They are now valued at a jaw-dropping. Are you ready for this? $157 billion.
Wow.
Billion. With a B.
That's wild. And you know what's really interesting to me is that OpenAI, they actually had to change. They had to go from a nonprofit to for-profit to even be able to get this funding, which, I don't know, it kind of highlights like the insane amount of money, of capital, that is just flooding into AI right now.
It's high stakes, high reward.
Huge stakes.
And it's not just any investors. We're talking Thrive Capital. They dropped a cool $1.25 billion. And then Microsoft, they've been a longtime supporter of OpenAI. They threw in another billion.
Yeah, Microsoft, they've had their eye on AI for a while. They see where this is going.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, what do they know that we don't?
Right. It really underscores, I think, their belief in OpenAI. Like, yeah. They're putting their money where their mouth is. They're saying OpenAI, these are the guys. This is the future of AI.
Okay, well, now here's where it gets really interesting. NVIDIA.
Okay.
You know them? The computer chip powerhouse.
Right, right.
They decided to shake things up a bit, and they just unveiled their own set of AI language models that supposedly, some are saying, are just as good as what ChatGPT is built on.
Yeah, this is HuGE. You've got NVIDIA, right? They're the ones powering all of this AI. They're the ones making the chips that make it possible. And now they're saying, hey, we're not just going to power the revolution. We're going to shape it, too.
So they're not just building the railroads. They're driving the train. They're selling the tickets.
Exactly. And they're not just keeping this tech to themselves. They're making it open.
Yeah.
You know, they want other people to use their tools to build their own AI.
Hold on. So you're telling me that soon we could all have our own like personal AI assistant.
That's the idea. It's like democratizing AI. Wow. It could lead to this huge explosion of new ideas and new applications, stuff we haven't even thought of yet.
Mm. Okay, but that kind of makes me nervous. Talk about a Pandora's box, right?
Right. I mean, you're putting this much power into everyone's hands. You know, there's going to be some unintended consequences.
Have to be some ethical considerations with this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's going to be the million-dollar question. How do you manage that? Especially with, you know, stuff like what's been happening over at Meta.
Oh, you're talking about the whole smart glasses and doxing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole thing, it was a head-scratcher for me.
Yeah, well, some Harvard students, they figured out a way to use Meta's smart glasses,
mm-hmm.
you know, combine those with some pretty readily available facial recognition software, and essentially they're doxing people just by looking at them.
So I'm walking down the street, someone glances at me with their glasses, and suddenly they know my name, my address, my phone number, all that.
Exactly. It's like, how do you even begin to create guidelines for that?
And I know Meta says they've got guidelines, but it seems like the tech's already one step ahead, you know?
It is. I think it really just highlights how important it is that, you know, as these technologies develop, we've got to, like, really put some serious thought into ethics, into boundaries.
I mean, once the genie's out of the bottle, it's out, right?
Right. There's no putting it back in.
Okay, so we've got big money pouring in, companies basically giving away the keys to the AI kingdom.
Yeah.
And some serious ethical concerns that, honestly, it doesn't seem like we have the answers for quite yet. What's next?
Well, some companies are leaning into the chaos, but others are taking a more, you know, measured approach. Like, look at Google, for example. They're putting their energy into building AI that can actually reason like a human.
Reason like humans. That sounds pretty ambitious.
It is. Google's working on something called chain of thought prompting. And what that means is they're training the AI to think step by step, like break a problem down into smaller, manageable parts, just like you or I would.
So you're saying instead of just spitting out like pre-programmed answers, this AI, it would analyze the problem, look at it from different angles, and then actually come up with the solution on its own.
Exactly.
It's like they're trying to, I don't know, teach this AI to think like a detective, you know, like piecing together the clues to solve the case.
Exactly. And the possibilities are, I mean, they're massive. We could be talking about AI that can diagnose diseases with like pinpoint accuracy, design brand new products that we've never even dreamt of, you know, even write the next Hollywood blockbuster.
All right, but hold on. Is my job safe?
Let's just say that the possibilities are as exciting as they are, maybe a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit. Speaking of intimidating, remember when Elon Musk himself called OpenAI evil?
Oh, yeah, how could we forget?
Because they discouraged investors from funding his AI ventures.
Yeah, Elon Musk never wanted to back down from a good tech feud, you know? But in all seriousness, I think his concerns about AI safety, about the ethics of it all, they're not totally unfounded. I mean, he's been pretty vocal about the potential for AI to, you know, maybe get a little too big for its britches, as they say.
Right, the whole robots taking over the world scenario, that's always a classic.
Hollywood loves that one.
But seriously, do you really think there's any weight to those concerns? Or is it just, good old-fashioned sci-fi fear-mongering?
I think, like with any new technology, especially one this powerful, you got to be cautious, right? I mean, we're talking about systems that can learn, can adapt, can make decisions way faster on a scale that we can barely even grasp. I think the key is making sure that we're developing this stuff responsibly, putting the right safeguards in place, you know?
Makes sense. With great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
And speaking of responsibility, there's been some really encouraging news on the AI front, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the formation of that Cancer AI Alliance,
Yeah, tell me more about that.
that is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I mean, you've got all these medical heavy hitters. You've got tech giants like Microsoft, AWS, NVIDIA, Deloitte. They're all teaming up. And their goal is to use AI to actually develop new cancer treatments and, fingers crossed, maybe even one day find a cure.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's using AI for good, right? It's not just about making our lives a little easier, a little more fun. This is about solving real problems, making
Yeah.
a real difference in people's lives.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, AI is already being used in fields like education, finance, even environmental conservation.
That's
And the
amazing.
results are incredible. It's really powerful stuff.
Okay, so we've got the good, we've got the bad, we've got the potentially world-changing. But let's zoom in a bit here. What are some of the the cool everyday uses of AI that are starting to pop up?
Oh, well, there's this one tool. It's called Waldo. It's making some big waves in the world of image recognition. Imagine you could take like an aerial image, right? And just instantly identify every vehicle, every utility pole. You can even spot cracks in the pavement.
It's amazing.
So like city planners could use this, or engineers.
Exactly. It's a game changer for things like urban planning, disaster response, even environmental monitoring.
That's wild.
And the best part is, because it's AI powered, it can process these huge amounts of visual data like instantly, way faster, way more accurately than a human ever could.
Wow. You know, it seems like AI is not just changing how we interact with the world around us, but also how we build and use software too.
Absolutely. One example that comes to mind is this new library. It's called Cameo.
Cameo.
Yeah, it's a Rust library, and it's built using AI principles to help developers make more robust, more reliable software.
Okay, so for those of us who aren't, you know, tech wizards, break that down for me. What does that even mean?
You ever had your computer crash because of some software glitch? Ugh, who hasn't? It's like the worst.
Right. Well, Cameo, it's designed to prevent that. It helps to make the software more resilient, more fault tolerant. So even if something goes wrong, it can keep running smoothly.
That's pretty incredible. So AI isn't just about building the flashiest new app or whatever. It's also about making all the tech that we rely on every single day more reliable.
Exactly. It's like the behind the scenes hero, right? The one nobody really talks about, but everyone needs.
We don't realize how much we need it until it's gone, right?
Exactly. And while we're talking about the unsung heroes, you know, we can't forget about the real workhorse of AI,
Which is,
data.
oh,
I
right.
mean, without massive amounts of data, these AI models couldn't do any of this.
It's like they're data hungry. Always got to be feeding the beast.
All day, every day. And that in itself presents a huge challenge. You know, just managing all of that data, especially for these massive language models, like what's powering ChatGPT?
It sounds like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, it can be. But researchers are working on it. There was a really fascinating research paper that came out recently. I thought it was so cool. It was talking about, like, how can we run these big, powerful language models on devices that have limited processing power and memory? You know, like your smartphone, your smartwatch, even like, you know, those little tiny computers they're putting in refrigerators these days. So instead of needing a gigantic supercomputer to run this stuff, we could potentially have it on something as small and portable as a phone.
That's really interesting. So it's about making AI more accessible, like bringing it to the masses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Democratizing the technology. And that brings us to OpenAI, kind of full circle.
Okay.
They just rolled out this new feature for ChatGPT, and it combines their language model, GPT-4o, with Canvas.
Canvas, like the online learning
Yeah,
platform.
no, not in this case. Canvas, in this context, is all about visual design. Think like design tools. So what OpenAI is doing, they're moving towards this more multimodal approach to AI, where as a user, you're not just typing in words, you could actually use images too.
Oh, wow.
It's really interesting stuff.
So instead of just typing in a prompt, I could, like, sketch out an idea or show it a picture
Yeah.
and get a more, I don't know, a more creative, more nuanced response.
That's exactly it. And it opens up so many doors for artists, designers, educators, anyone who uses visual communication.
Yeah. It's like AI is finally catching up to how our brains actually work, We think in images and ideas, not just words on a page.
Exactly. And I think we're just scratching the surface here, This convergence of language processing, visual design, all of these AI technologies, it's only just beginning.
It's a lot to wrap your head around, but with all this excitement, with all this potential, we still have to circle back to that question of ethics. Like, how do we make sure that this powerful technology is being developed and used responsibly?
That's the million-dollar question. And there's no easy answer, right? But I think the most important thing is that we keep talking about it.
I agree.
It's a conversation that everyone needs to be a part of.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think it's time to shift gears a bit and dive into a particularly interesting development in the world of, we'll call it, consumer AI. Remember Character.ai? Those guys are behind all those like eerily realistic celebrity chatbots everyone's been talking
Oh,
about.
yeah.
Okay.
It was only a matter of time before someone figured out how to combine our obsession with AI and pop
Yeah.
culture, right? But it seems like Character.ai is, they're changing their tune a bit, so to speak.
Really? What have they been up to? Did their AI Taylor Swift chatbot finally like stage a virtual concert or something?
Not quite, although that would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it?
Right.
No, the word on the street is they struck a multi-billion dollar deal with, you're not going to believe this, with Google.
Whoa, okay. So instead of trying to go head to head with the big dogs like OpenAI, they're joining forces.
That's exactly it. And it's a smart move, honestly. I mean, they get to tap into Google's like massive AI resources, and they can focus on what they're already good at, which is creating those really fun, really engaging chatbot experiences.
Play to your strengths, right? It seems like we're seeing a trend here. All these AI powerhouses, like your Googles, your Microsofts, they're like bringing these smaller players into their orbit.
It's like watching the formation of these tech constellations,
Yeah.
Each one, like a cluster of companies all working towards a common goal. The big question is, who ends up controlling the brightest stars?
That is the billion-dollar question. And speaking of billions, I mean, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
We've gone from these massive funding rounds to mind-blowing tech. I mean, we talked about ethics, we talked about the potential for AI to completely change the world.
It's enough to make your head spin, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it all, isn't it? I mean, AI is pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible, and it's happening so fast.
Yeah. I mean, it's exhilarating and honestly, like a little terrifying all at the same time. But that's, I think, why these deep dives are so important. The more we understand about this stuff, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this whole like crazy, rapidly changing world, right?
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always been true, but especially in the age of AI.
Couldn't agree more. So for our listeners out there, remember, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. The future of AI, it's being written right now, and we all have a role to play in shaping it.
Well said. Couldn't have said it better myself.
This is The Deep Dive, signing off for now. Until next time, keep exploring.